Ask Bayer Crop Sciences agronomist Monty Anderson how to approach grassy glyphosate-resistant weeds in the Pacific Northwest. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
Each time you spray a herbicide, you've got to use something that controls the hardest to control weeds. For glyphosate, broadleaf weeds are tougher to control. That's where adding in another mode of action is very important. And now we've gotten some glyphosate-resistant downy brome, a grassy weed. Before, glyphosate would wipe out downy brome very easily at low rates, but we've overused it, and now we need to think about adding in another mode of action.
So you recommend at least 3 herbicide passes on chem fallow acres.
Chem fallow, where you're really relying on just post-emergence herbicides, unless you start with a pre-emergent the fall before, but you're relying on just spraying once you have weeds that keep coming through the fallow period, and you probably will be using at least 3 applications. The first application, I'll use a good rate, 32 ounces of RT3. That's when the grassy weeds are the most prevalent. That's where we want you to consider adding in a grass killer such as clethodim, an ACCase inhibitor, so a different mode of action. Add that at an 8 ounce per acre rate. Most clethodim formulations are 2 pounds AI per gallon, so an 8 ounce rate is needed. Add that to the RT3 and add some crop oil always when you're using a clethodim formulation.
And of course, check with your state pesticide regulatory agency for specific restrictions in your state. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at cerealexperts.com. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.